In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 27th Perek of Masechta Kelim. And in yesterday's Mishnah, we saw the opinion of the Chachamim that a chaluk katan, a small garment of a child, has to be at least 3 by 3, as tfachim, in order for it to be acceptable to Tumah, but it's measured doubled over, as it would be worn. So, in other words, it has to be really 3 by 6 tfachim. So Mishnah now continues with those other garments or kelim that are also measured doubled over. So elu ninadin kfulim. First is ampalia, which is a type of like a boot that's either made of leather or fabric that covers most of the leg. Next is ufemolinya. This is the way Bartanura describes it. It's sort of like long shorts with a drawstring. Kind of sounds like more like board shorts type of thing. Umichnasayim vekova. So trousers, like a cover, like a hat. Vekishel punda. Kishel punda was a hollowed belt that in which people could store things in them. We used to call them bum bags when I was young. Umatlit shetelaya al safa. The matlit shetelaya al safa is a piece of fabric that's placed as a collar, if you like, around a coat or something. And it says, impshuta, if it's just straight, then it's an imdedet pshuta, then it wouldn't be measured like that. However, im kfula, if it's folded over, much like our collars, then it would be measured kfula, doubled over as well. So that's our Mishnah Zayin. Habeget sharag bo shlosha al shloshat. Meaning if we have a woven piece of fabric that's really 3 by 3 tfachim. Venitma midras and a zav sat on it. And therefore it became an avatuma. Vishlim alav, and then this piece of fabric was completed out to make a proper garment. V'charkach, and then after that, natal chut echad mitchilato. And then one string was removed from that original 3 by 3 piece of fabric. So Mishnah says now, the whole beged is tahor mina midras, if no longer susceptible to tumat midras. Why? Because the original piece of fabric that became tamim midras is no longer the minimum shear for it to be susceptible to tumat midras. However, it is aval tame maga midras, meaning prior to removing that thread from the 3 by 3 piece, the whole beged was in contact with it. I mean, while it was connected, while the whole 3 by 3 piece all together, yes, the whole it's considered one garment and considered an avatuma. However, the other pieces, they were in contact with that avatuma. So therefore, once the source of this avatuma, that 3 by 3 is no longer the shear, then the rest of it is defined what's called maga midras. It's something that came into contact with something that was tameh midras. Mishnah then continues, Natal chut echad mitchilato. If, however, that 3 by 3 piece of fabric that was tameh midras, then a thread was removed for it such that it is now less than 3 by 3. V'achar kach, and then after that, hishlim alav et kol beged, and then more fabric was added to that patch, it was woven further, and now it became a full beged. We say that is nonetheless this whole beged is tameh maga midras. The coin to the ton in this Mishnah, that the whole beged would be considered maga midras if something that came into contact with something was tameh midras. And that is because opinion in our Mishnah, it's debated later on, is that if you have something that is tameh midras, a piece of fabric, and it's torn in half, and the remaining piece is at least 3 by 3 atzbaot, such that it's susceptible to tumah at all, we treat it as if it is maga midras. Now that's actually debated, because the question that we're going to face later on in Mishnah Yud is according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is going to ask, he's going to say, well, I don't understand. The piece of fabric that's now torn, where was that in contact with something that was tameh midras? It itself was tameh midras and the tumah was removed. How can you say now that it is considered something was in contact with it? Meaning in the first case, the rest of the beged was in contact with something that was tameh midras. That you can say that if the small piece of fabric, a bit was removed, then we can say, yes, this whole beged is now considered as something that's maga midras, that was in contact with tameh midras. However, when we deal with this original piece of fabric that was reduced from that shear of 3 by 3, according to Talmud Mishnah, he holds that it, already that stage is considered maga midras, meaning it doesn't become completely tahor. It's that what remains is considered something that was in contact with that other tumah, and therefore it is a rishona tumah. And therefore, when you add more fabric to it, then the whole beged is considered a maga midras. Those are Mishnah today. There's more to discuss on this. You can see this in Kati's extension. But for the moment, those are the Mishnah today.